Sunday morning, 129:23. This is a teaching called The Overcomer. I want to look in John chapter 16 at first. Starting with verse 17. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, "What is this that he saith unto us, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father?" They said therefore, "What is this that he saith, a little while? We cannot tell what he saith." Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, "Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I will show you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I will say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, "Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now we are sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." So Jesus left us everything that we need to succeed. Everything that we need to be an overcomer. And we're going to see that reading these scriptures. Sometimes it's hard to see it this way, but nonetheless, Jesus basically said that if he didn't go away, the Comforter would not be able to come. That's our teacher. In essence, because of that, we have more to make us more than conquerors. See, Jesus said, "I've got to send him to you." It was time for the third person of the Godhead to do his part. Jesus came and did his part as the Lamb that was slain. All right, Romans 3:37. There's not a Romans 3:37. All right, let me look at 8. Yeah, it's 8. correct that. All right. 8:37. "Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us." Here's what Strong says the conquerors are: to vanquish beyond, gained a decisive victory. Yesterday I was reading Kenneth Copeland's daily devotional, and he made a statement yesterday that I read. He says, "When you decide to walk by faith, you don't get rid of trials. You learn to overcome them." I thought that was good. All right, turn to 2 Corinthians now, 6. Well, I didn't write down the chapter. 2 Corinthians. Hmm. I'm thinking it's 4. Let me look. It is 2 Corinthians 4, 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Well, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inner man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Then 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. There are rewards for overcoming. Jesus exhorts John 9 times when he's writing to the churches in the book of Revelation about the rewards for those who overcome. And I want to read those today. I'm not going to read all of it, just those few verses. This is Revelation 2. It'll be Revelations 2 and 3. All right, the first one is 2:7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Well, you know that's the tree you eat of and you never die. I'll take some of that right now. All right. 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Why? Because he ate of the tree of life. 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Special, only you and God know. 26. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, rule and reign. All right, chapter 3:5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels, ruling and reigning and then honored. 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. You're going to get honored before everybody. You can be written in a pillar in the God's throne. 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Boy, that's some rewards. All right, Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Not speaking the word of God here as a confession is what a lot of people think, well, that's just a confession. I don't believe so. Right here. But their own proven proclamation of the blood of the Lamb did for them. What the blood of the Lamb has done for them, they give testimony. This isn't just a faith confession. This is giving true testimony that this is what the blood of the Lamb has done for me. And done for you. All right? Testimony there is evidence given. That's how the Lord uses me to infiltrate people. I find common ground, and then I'm able to share with them how the blood made a difference in me as a testimony to them that helps them see it from their level and what they're experiencing instead of not a Bible thumper, just quoting scripture, but a real true evidence. This power of God worked in my life and this miracle happened or this happened. People relate to that. They relate to God on that personal level instead of this corporate, you better get saved or you're going to hell, bless God. No, they need to know that God's real and He really does do things today. He's never stopped. I'm walking evidence that you can be healed. I'm walking evidence that God will get you through this hard time. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, they love not their lives to the death. We've all overcome by the blood of the Lamb. How we act and how we express it, that is our testimony. Yeah. Even the symbolic blood of the Lamb in the Passover was powerful. It stopped the death angel from smiting their firstborn of Israel. And it was just, talk about an earnest, that like earnest money, it was just a symbol. It wasn't the real deal. But they believed it and they did what it was told to do. And it kept the death angel from killing the firstborn of Israel. That's Exodus 12 if you want to read it. That's our testimony. God's faithful. All right. It was external, but it's eternal. It was a promise of what was to come. Because those that walked by faith in the old covenant, Abraham, it was accounted unto them for righteousness because they believed God. And so they got to walk in faith and receive of faith things like we do when they weren't even in this dispensation. Right? Think about that. That's powerful. See, we're the children of Abraham according to promise. By faith. Let me just read that. This is Galatians 3. 13 and 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that he might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. God has always been, always will be, the faith God. Don't ever forget that. All right, Romans 12:21. Those in the old covenant, you read the Faith Hall of Fame, they all walked by faith under the old covenant. Romans 12:21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. That's kind of like what we had in the last teaching about suffering. When someone does us wrong and we choose to forgive it and let it go, put it under the blood, what happens? We overcome evil with good. All right, 1 John 2. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him, verse 13, that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye shall and you have overcome the wicked one. Isn't that the point? Overcome the wicked one. This is a short one today. 1 John 5, 4 and 5. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you, because he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Oh, well, let's read 5 then. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? What Jesus did is our testimony. Regardless of what we may face, the fact is Satan has already been overcome by Jesus by what his blood did for us. We are already overcomers. He finished it for us on the cross. Heads up, everyone. You've already won even before the confrontation has begun. He's already established that we are more than conquerors. We have already won the victory. We just got to carry it out. All right. That's going to be it.